Greetings, fanatical musical beasts of planet Earth. This is the In Memory of John Peel show with me, of course, Zaffman, in association with KFFP Freeform Portland Radio. And, trying out a late night show here in for the, you know, the timing of it. We'll see whether it's a wise move or not. I actually prefer the cold light of day and the clarity of mind it brings. All right, we've got lots of great songs today, and it's that season where everything's coming to the show fast and furiously, even boxes of LPs and CDs, which is unusual in these digital days. But we're starting off with a track by someone I don't know at all, Goat Girl, with Cracker Drool. Cracker Drool by Goat Girl on the legendary Rough Trade label, which Rough Trade used to be like breaking bands all the time, but now they're quite a big label. They're like breweries. You know, the big ones, they get bigger and then they get worse and then other people come along. But that was quite a good track, wasn't it? By Goat Girl. And look forward to more horny things from her. Now, this show is full of tracks which could easily have been played on a John Peel show in the 90s. So I'm going to try and interrupt here and there. But here's one that reflects on those times, and much earlier, in fact, going back to the 70s. It's Gavin Martin and Vito with I Want to Tell You Something.
I want to tell you something about another time, back when the enemy was a friend of mine. In the blue shelters, that's where we did our thing. We'd drink old English cider, and then we'd start to sing. Fire up the cassette box, turn that sucker loud. Monkey's got a live tape, Rudy, time to be proud. We had cigarettes and Thaw Pit and Shani's mother's pills for nerves and hypertension and sundry other ills. That was the fuel that kept us going as the cassette wheels went round and round back in the days of Record Mirror, Melody Maker and Sounds. Sorry if I've disturbed you, because this was really quite profound, this story of Record Mirror, Melody Maker and Sounds. We went down to the Trident and also up to town, Tuesdays at the Glenmachan, weekends at the Pound. When the Pistols were played on Abbey Street, I felt like I could leave the ground. Oh holy, rolling, glory days of Record Mirror, Melody Maker and Sounds. It didn't seem outlandish, and it didn't seem too much. Ulster was culturally crippled, and this music was our crutch. You kids, you don't know nothing about what really went on. You never heard Keen Rory sing his cowboy song. You never saw the Clash or slept on Strummer's floor. And you never heard Costello playing encore after encore. You see, I come from a different era. It's one that's now out of bounds, because nowadays there is no Record Mirror, Melody Maker or Sounds. So move up to the counter and buy me another round, and I'll tell you all about those days of Record Mirror, Melody Maker and Sounds. He'd got that far, and when memory had been plundered through beer fog brain, he sighed and wondered, is it really over? Have we all gone to sleep? Have we given Gary Lightbody our precious souls to keep? It's like there's a shadow that hangs over us, and it's a towering landfill mound. Maybe it's where we've buried Record Mirror, Melody Maker and Sounds.
The garbage at night, I'm not with you then exactly. I'm with the universe and with the lightning and thunder coming in over the mountains. But when I walk back into the house, looking up at the window from the back step, the dark window of the room that you died in, the big empty room on the second floor, because I won't close the window, just in case something still needs to leave. I stand in the yard and look up. Dark rectangle blares your face. All of our moments condensed into a thunderclap. When I take out the garbage at night and then have to go back in and live on.
That's Mount Erie with a song called When I Take Out the Garbage at Night. Isn't that a great thing to have in your lexicon? I often hear people say things and it reminds me of songs. And now, whenever anyone says that, I will remember this song. It's from an album called A Crow Looked at Me, the latest by Mount Erie. When I first encountered him over a decade ago now, it was part of a wonderfully mysterious Lynchian kind of cult. Probably still is. It's like a family thing. Anyway, so enjoy the music and don't get too involved. Now, here's another mysterious artist, more Mother with Creation Myth.
Throughout the race riot from 1866 to the present time. A speedy decapitation by Tom Musk and Thickness. Sacrificing blood for hay, making it to the front line with ease. Like how mama made biscuits out of nothing. All while having a dope needle in her arm, the blueprint provided by a black cemetery of poking dead rather than their coffins with cheer. A new type of happiness, a black happiness that's filled with grief. Somehow ending up at the portal in time with just your torso, nothing else, no mind. Just the innate wiring of your DNA. The process of your chromosomes systematically forming to prevent one's own annihilation. I mean extermination, the labor of existence. The first time you heard the whisper of death that has always been lingering here with you since the day you were born, heard it telling you that you must be both dead and alive. Want us to be dead when a man wants to beat us, when they want to rape us, dead when the police kill me, alive when the police kill you, alive when it's time to be in a kitchen, when it's time to push out they babies. I've been bleeding since 1866. Dragged my bloody self to 1919 and bled through the summer being slaughtered by whites. A clutch of chaos came after influx of terror from German and Irish immigrants. American imperialists wasted no time joining mobs or riots, even the descendants of the globe. Still looking eyes gleam from the trail of tears, joined in the slaughter and rampage.
all because of a feeling and emotion, fear. And by the time I got the watts, I was missing most of my limbs. Still had enough blood in my throat to gargle up 9 words. I resist to being both the survivor and the victim, but I know the reality. And some of us did just die under a boot, under a pounding fist in the back of a car, rape, a vagina, mangled guts. Some of us did just die while giving birth, while protesting for the freedom of our sons. And only God knows how I made it to Ferguson. Renisha didn't make it. Rakia didn't make it. Ayana Yvette didn't make it. Pearlie didn't make it. Chantel, Tarnika, Taisha didn't make it. Catherine, Gabriella, Miriam, Charisse didn't make it. Chardell didn't make it. Sandra didn't make it. And I was sure I was dead in Oakland. After being chained by my ankles by a pickup truck and dragged miles in Jasper, Texas, where 81 pieces of me, my body, was scattered across a back road. The men dropped me off at a black cemetery. See, that's how I got over. How I got over here, the same place I was in 1866. A bleeding black body blowing in the wind. Tripping an ironic thickness of things never changing. Time is a balancing act that encompasses all things suspended in illusion.
Thank you.
from the Hand and Leg LP. That's Hand and Leg themselves with a track called Love Treat. And that's on Slovenly Records. I love the word slovenly. Most people don't actually know what it means. But you know it's not quite what you want, don't you? Fever Ray is the stage name of a woman from some Scandinavian part of the world. And I can't find her name now, so I probably should shut up. All right. Anyway, I think she's, you know, her last name's Anderson, probably.
My whatever, gag me awake, my fighting spirit. Take your time and stay off the channels. We're not attracted to this country standards. Every time we fuck, we win.
This house makes it hard to fuck.
Yeah.
There are people that work the earth in many guises. This is Mirth Mara with a basic four mark on. You'll have to go to inmemoryofjohnpeel.com to get the playlist and actually work out the spelling so you can find this wonderful music. But it's actually Martin Rack, R-A-C-H. All his emanations are combinations of the letters of his name. So Mirth Mara in this case. Regular listeners will know other forms of his music, but well recommended by me. Now, what was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I'm just overrunning here, but Over Mono is next, because I'm thinking jazz. Has to be some. There is some amazing jazz coming up. One of the great jazz songs of the last 10 years coming up in a few minutes. I was going to play it, but now I'm going to build you up to it. Yeah. Aside, in one of his books, Milan Kundera, the writer who escaped, I can't remember what country, Eastern country he's from, but described that the blackbird had actually moved across Europe and occupied it. A very interesting observation. And I can tell you that even in most derelict areas and the worst circumstances, getting to go to face the world in the morning and hearing a blackbird sing at your door was a beautiful thing. That's Eighth Blackbird with Conduit I Touch from an album called Hand Eye, which came out, a few months ago, but not that long ago, on Sedil Records. And I recommend you give that a full listen and buy it, of course, as usual. Right, now we're up for John, DeJohnette, Coltrane, Garrison. These are names big in the jazz world. Usually it's disappointing, it's corny. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Jack G. Johnette on drums is as old as the hills, but the other two members, Ravi Coltrane, named after you know who, and Garrison, I can't remember his first name, but the young lad, and the track is called Two Jimmies. I don't know why. It's from an album called In Movement. It's the latest thing on ECM Records. I think it just crosses across every taste. If you've never understood jazz music, which, well, understanding things like that is not important. If you never enjoyed it, go and see something like that and your life will be changed. Clawman is something that comes to me thanks to a label called Imaginator Records. And these days, most things are sent digitally. But they sent me a nice package of with an LP and singles and CDs, etc. And first thing I put on had this great track on it called Bad Mood Baby.
Yeah. get up. I knew you would get up. I knew you would get up.
Andrew Hung with Animal, and it's just time for this by Metz, Dig a Hole. Was exciting. Thank you for listening to this edition of the In Memory of John Peel show. Go to inmemoryofjohnpeel.com and you'll see all kinds of podcasts and playlists and stuff like that there. Oh, and you can contribute too. Thanks.